All right, guys. So here's the deal.
We had a lot today.
Are we doing shampoo?
There was a lot today, Mace. We don't know where
shampoo.
To start.
Is that as weird as everybody made it sound out that I wash my hair with bar soap?
A little weird that it's bar soap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I'll use one and two or two and one or whatever that is. Nivea,
head to toe.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, like I'm good with that. I don't need any fancy shampoo or fancy conditioner or anything like that.
He's using the bar.
But a bar dial soap to the head.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not weird if every night you go to a prison to wash your hair. Like, then it's totally normal.
It is a little. Eufora, is. You ready for this? It is a little prison adjacent.
Yes.
It definitely
is. Other than the prison piece?
How's horrible. The food at Oz these days?
Look, I mean,
He sleeps in an orange jumpsuit.
This is as close as I'd ever like to get to prison. I don't think that I do particularly well there. I don't think that that's really made for me. But
you're a big guy. That's about all you have going
for you. How many different people ran their fingers through your hair today?
To make three.
Laura and Bergman ran their fingers through your hair.
Laura hesitated a little bit. Berg, like, jogged.
I've not done it yet. I wasn't offered.
Yeah,
I
mean, it's a standing offer.
Yeah, standing offer. Anybody wants to touch his head, go ahead.
Go ahead, Andy. Get up.
It was come on over.
He's doing it.
Give it a shot.
Wait, take care.
No,
but do me a favor, Andy. Andy,
see, soft.
Okay,
it's crusty there.
It's crusty.
That's not the term you want. It's not the term you want.
You keep saying that, Laura.
It's not crusty.
I do have a little bit of product in there because I like to keep it out of my face.
Soft hair by prison standards. I don't know about soft.
My cellmate likes it. You know, fingers soft.
My Selly thinks I got the best hair on the block.
You know, speaking of hair, Ireland always says, what's the point of having, like, so I take great pride in my hair. I wear a hat every day.
But you have really good hair.
But he says, like, why do you wear a hat so much if you are so proud of your hair? And I guess I live in a hat for the most part. But my hair is
because you don't have to do anything, right? You just throw it on and that's it.
Your hair has a great color to it. It's very distinctive. It's very distinguished, if you will.
It's not crusty.
It's not crusty.
No bar of soap here.
You should start to peacock that. You should walk around
you think
and
so?
Strut around. Yeah.
Best decision you ever made was letting it go gray.
For sure.
Phenomenal decision.
Yeah,
because I remember the struggles. I remember like the struggle to transition.
I'd be like, oh my god, here. Oh, the struggle to transition was the worst. So my hair was always white. It was as white since I was in my late 20s. So
like
Steve
Martin,
I would get it colored, and so I somewhere decided I would stop, and it slowly kind of faded. Like you could see the long brown ends and the white hair coming in.
You and I have known each other for a long time.
Yes.
And I did not know that you colored your hair.
Oh,
I had
okay.
no idea. So when you started the transition, I thought you were dyeing your hair like a weird blonde color.
Correct. And that's what.
And that was like, what's he doing?
My friend Steve Edwards emailed me at one point and said, why are you making your hair blonde? I'm like, I'm not making it blonde.
That's what I thought was going on.
Just the color is getting out of it.
It's been decades of that color. It's going to take a minute.
You should wear like a placard. I am not dealing or dyeing my hair blonde. I'm just going back natural.
Emily asked us if you'd rather have to wear a hat or use a belt, right? That was kind of the question.
You only have one or the other.
You only have one or the other. Are you a hat or belt?
I'm a hat.
Yeah, I'm a hat too.
I'm a hat.
Belt.
I don't very often wear, I'm not wearing a belt now. I try to not wear belts. They're uncomfortable.
I don't really have
it sounds like his life over here. His life.
I don't really have, you know, like if I could walk in here hatless and while I'm going bald, it's, you know, not a big deal. A lot of guys end up going bald. If I walked in here beltless, it's nothing anybody needs to be around for.
Right.
It's just not the way that it goes. Okay, so Slee was teasing me a little bit. He's like, what was the last time you were out of the country? It was in 1981, did you say?
I said 81.
81.
I wasn't that far
81.
Off.
81.
It wasn't 81. And we're making it a little bit more specific. We're excluding Mexico and Canada.
Okay.
So because I've been to both of those places far more recently than this. But I have not traveled outside of North America since 1989.
And since 1989?
Long time.
The baseball
trip.
It was the baseball trip. Yeah, it was the baseball trip where we went to Finland and Moscow and those sorts of places.
That was, so how old were you then?
17.
Seven, so you've not been, Wow, not, as a grown up man, you've really not been out of the country.
No, not really. Not
you know, the wall fell in Germany, Travis.
I went right after that. That fell early '89, I believe it was. I was there right after. So yeah, I guess I got to kind of.
Is that something you don't aspire to? No, not interested in?
It's more the second thing that you're talking about, that I don't have that itch to travel the world. It's just not something that. Nor does Susan. So we're not like dragging each other to these trips.
Right.
I think Slee's right that if we did take one or two, I think it would be wonderful and awesome when we'd start to do
it. But you
see
that? It's probably for anybody who doesn't go. If he goes one or two times, he goes to a unique country.
Yes,
for sure. He's going to walk away and say, okay, we got to do this next year around the same time, and every year you're Sargon.
It's our 25th anniversary next month.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. And we're thinking about doing that, like going somewhere.
Going out of the country?
Going somewhere that we've never been before and trying something totally new. And here's the list. And Greg was selling me on Costa Rica. He was trying to say there.
Love so, Costa Rica.
I know
Rica.
You're a fan. We're thinking Barcelona.
Beautiful.
Barcelona's great.
We're
beautiful.
Thinking.
Those drippy cathedrals. What do they call those? The ones that look like they're sand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jim Lampley said this at one point, because I got to know him a little bit, and I said he's covered Olympics all over the world. I said, where's your favorite place in the world? He goes, oh, that's easy. It's Spain.
Spain's great.
And I said to him, well, why Spain? He goes, because that's where the Spanish people are. That was his explanation. Like, they know how to live life.
Can I tell you something
else?
So when I've been over, especially when I was younger, I don't travel like this anymore. But when I was traveling solo across, I would always like find the group of Spanish people,
and
I'm like, I want to go where they go because where they go, the party's going to go.
Exactly right. So that's number one on the list.
Okay.
A close second is Greece.
Greece is amazing.
So that's another one, and then. Susan wants to go see Paris. We've never been there either. But that feels perfunctory almost. I'm sure it'd be great.
No, it's great. It's great.
Input of all these places. Ireland tried to pitch me on Lake Como, which
Lake Como is beautiful.
Yeah, but
it is pricey.
I can't roll like that.
Yeah, it is pricey.
That's really not an option.
I would say of those three.
And throw Costa Rica in there too.
Well, Costa Rica would be my first choice. I think you guys would love Costa Rica, but I think Greece.
Greece?
That's what I was going to say.
Aside from, Mexico and I've been to Greece more than any foreign country than I've been to any other. Yeah, it's just, the people are great. The
food is great.
The food is fantastic. The ouzo is great.
That's kind of one of the jump off points, is because we both love Mediterranean cuisine, Greek cuisine.
You'll love
Spanish
the food.
Spanish cuisine.
Yeah.
Obviously French kind of speaks for itself, but this is high on the list of where we're deciding to go.
Spain is actually the last time I've been out of the country. I went to Barcelona, went to Madrid, and I went to this little, what's it called? The little island place.
Mallorca.
Thank you. Loved all three of them. The food is phenomenal. Great things to see over there. Like, I want to go back. I really want to go back.
What about Ibiza?
I
just wanted to say it.
Like
Ibiza.
Barcelona, right?
Ibiza.
That's the way it's supposed
it
to go.
It sounds like
so
I'm
lifting. Suggested Flagstaff.
Flagstaff,
I'm just saying, there's a certain time of the year.
Yes. Hey, wait a minute. That's gateway to Yellowstone Park, isn't it?
Grand Canyon.
Grand Canyon.
That's right.
Gateway to Grand Canyon,
yeah.
Come on, Trav.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I don't know.
That's the spot. It seems like, by the way, it seems like when you do eventually go, you'll get caught up in all that. But what these three, four different places, if you haven't been out of the country, aside from the two, since 1989, you can't go wrong. You pick any of them, you'll
Denver?
Be good to go.
Denver
never counts.
Still part of the country.
Yeah,
that's still
counts.
I don't know. It's far. It feels
yet
like
to secede.
It's a dream. Yeah, it's far.
I mean, if you want to baby step it, you could go Puerto Rico.
That feels like the United States.
Well, no,
though.
But well, it is and it's not.
Yeah.
And for somebody who has not been out of this country since 1989,
it's like a decompression. I don't get the bends.
Right.
Exactly. I gotta go through a decompression.
It's a nice baby step towards.
Have you been to Puerto Rico?
No, but I've heard it's great.
I thought it was. I Puerto Rico was great.
Either.
It's not like a top 20 trip for me.
Wait, but Travis hasn't been out of the country since 1989.
Oh, right. It would be
a
top one trip for you.
Yeah.
It was a great tip. I had a fantastic time.
He's going to end up going to the Eiffel Tower in Vegas and just taking pictures. And
you know what? A lot of people believe they've been to New York because they went to
New York.
York.
Slee's doing his taxes this weekend. You guys got anything exciting?
Why
are
you doing your taxes in August? Did you file like an extension and now you have to do them again? Or what's going on?
Extension. That's it.
You filed an extension. What's the deadline now?
I think it's October.
File another one. Just put this off.
Let's keep going. Yeah. I'm waiting for
Make
the...
Make them come after you, Slee.
I'm waiting for the $88,000 to get employed first. And then I'm going to get it.
Yeah, that's right.
No, we were talking about what you're doing this weekend. I'm like, I'm going to a restaurant tonight. I'm going to a restaurant tomorrow. He's like, okay, that sounds good. What else are you doing? I'm like, filing my taxes.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, well, aren't you supposed to do that in April?
It just seemed like an odd thing for a weekend in August. It caught me by surprise. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
You pushed all your money to Switzerland now? You can file?
I'm moving money around.
Caymans.
What do you guys got going?
Let's see. I'm leaving for Costa Rica tomorrow.
How long are you gone?
Yeah, I'm gone for a week.
All right.
I'll be back a week for Monday. And Bergman's actually been to this place that
send him the Rex?
I sent him the Rex. He went, and now we're going back. It is spectacular.
Yeah, he said with his buddy, he was pushing him for it. You got to actually give me, I've never been to Costa Rica. I know nothing about it.
Oh, really. You would totally dig it. Andy, it's like Hawaii, only a lot less expensive.
I thought about my actual agenda for the weekend, and it sounds a lot more taboo than it may be.
Oh.
My daughter, we're dropping off my daughter because she's doing a sleepover at a friend's house, and my wife and I are mattress shopping. But they're not related.
Yeah,
maybe, you never know. But we need to go mattress shopping. We've decided we need a new mattress, and it is easier to do this without my 11-year-old daughter totally bored. Like rolling her eyes.
Right.
And, yeah, but what about, I don't know how old you are, Andy, but a 40-something-year-old totally bored Andy Kamenetsky on this trip?
You know, I mean, to be perfectly honest, I don't end up in this bed nearly as often as my wife, the dogs, my daughter occasionally. Like
you
this,
couch guy?
Is this your bed?
It is, well, technically my
Where
bed.
Where do you end up?
On the couch?
I end up.
Do you have any say?
No.
I'm curious. Mason eats in his bed,
yes.
And you don't sleep in yours.
He gets home and the door is locked.
The
key doesn't work anymore.
Here's the thing. I get kicked out by... We have two dogs, one of which is an 80-pound pit bull mix.
Oh, man.
And when Bobo...
I let that guy do what he wants.
When Bobo, that's his name,
when he wants to get on the bed, yeah. Nobody's
there's not enough room for all three of us. And there's a little dog that manages to, despite the fact that she's half Chihuahua, half Dachshund, the entire bed. Like, it's physically impossible, but she does this. And then sometimes my daughter ends up having, like, a nightmare or whatever. Like, I'm the last person with dibs on my own bed.
I feel like you're Tom Hanks in Castaway sleeping on the floor.
That sounds rough. Wilson!
Here's the thing, though. It's a little bit demeaning. But then once you get past the demeaning part of it, I realize I'm getting the best sleep in the whole house.
Do you sleep on the couch? Is there a guest?
They can set up a tent outside.
Sometimes I sleep. We have a really, really comfortable couch.
Bathtub.
Bathtub. No, I lay down one of our thicker towels.
The fancy guest one. Yes. Honey, I'm going to take a nap.
It's really for me. You know what? Sometimes I end up sleeping on the couch. Sometimes I end up sleeping in my daughter's bed. I let the mood take me.
How do you know when you're supposed to change mattresses?
There's like a rule, but I think this is part of Big Mattress. I think it's like every
Big
eight,
Mattress.
Eight,
yeah.
What every was it big earlier? Everything. Earlier was Big Shampoo.
Big Shampoo.
I'm not falling.
That's what
big
they
shampoo.
Want you to think.
That's how they get you, as they say.
Not on my watch.
I think it's every 8 to 10 years.
That's what I heard was 8 years. We've lapped that.
Oh, I thought 8 to 10 years you flip it.
8 to 10 years you flip it.
Then you flip it, and you got another.
Exactly. I went over to
14
so
years.
We have an advertiser. I think they're still an advertiser. Is it Sit and Sleep?
Yeah.
Larry.
The free guy.
Yeah, that guy. So I reached out to him, or somebody reached out to him, and they hooked us up with his son, who was going to show us mattresses. And I realized he showed us like this really like tricked out expensive mattress, and it was like $2,000. I'm like, well, what does this do for me? What do I get out of this? And then I wasn't comfortable with it. I need a really rock hard mattress. So even though they showed me everything in the building and cost was no object, I wound up buying very cheapest mattress that they
had. You're
happy
with prison
mattresses. Totally happy with it.
And I wash my hair like a prisoner.
There you go.
We got it figured out. No, you're one of the two things, right? You need something that's hard as a rock, or you need something that's like
Super soft. Yeah.
Mace, are you laying down and you're like, just give me a sec. Let me order some ramen real quick.
Oh, right. I have to bring food I mattress shop.
Let it come. Yeah. You should get in. Like, you should get in every bed.
Do you guys Scotch guard these? Or how does this work? Does it come with a plastic tarp?
Are you guys in the camp?
I'd like to do an interview with Kevin Demoff if possible.
Wait a minute.
This bed.
Are you in the camp that Mason is weird because he eats in bed?
To the degree that you eat in bed, like the fact that you rarely don't eat in bed is a little weird.
It is true that I rarely,
like, I could
don't eat in bed.
Yeah.
And it's the type of food.
A glass of wine or something, and
watch a movie, get some popcorn.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, he's having ribs.
Like I don't take my apps and then my. Like
I had a porterhouse a couple of weeks ago. I'm like, good.
No, you didn't.
I absolutely did. I 100%. Look at him. Not lie of the day. 100% real.
Straight
had
face.
A porterhouse.
That is the size of a hubcap.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Thank you, Boa.
Isn't there like juices flying around and stuff?
Nothing. Everybody thinks when you guys eat, does food fly all over the place?
Did you not see me eat those tacos?
Why, you're something. But does food fly all over the place when you're eating?
Certain food, yes. Like it does. Certain food.
Like?
You got sauces and you got. If you're dealing with some type of soup or ramen, Chinese food, I mean, we might be soy sauce everywhere. It might be.
I'm trying to think of anything that, I'm not saying that it looks like a crime scene when it's all said and done, but crumbs and little bits of stuff are going to lie. I mean, you're done eating a meal at a table, you wipe the table
off. The one thing I am is neat. I am a very neat person.
Do you put down like a tray?
No.
Like,
mm-hmm.
So
rest it on your chest?
Wait a minute. You're doing a porterhouse on a plate?
This is the best, man.
In a bag.
Recreate this?
Okay,
so is it in your lap?
Let me recreate it.
So hold on, I'm going to do play by play.
Hold on.
Whoa, we need video, side. video. Hold on.
The TV's there. The food's right here.
All right, Mace, they want to.
So you're on your left side.
Food like this, on my left side, on my left elbow, eating.
And there's no table, there's nothing. There's no little tray, nothing.
That looks miserable.
It's actually, I think in Mace's mind, it looks very come hither. Like, it looks really sexy in Mace's head.
Come hither.
Hello, Juan. I've got a porterhouse.
By the way, if Susan had a porterhouse in bed,
you'd be there.
I'd be ready to go.
You'd be there.
I'm just saying that we may have found the way to get me to eat in bed. I'm just saying that we may have done it. Crosstalk is brought to you by Coors Light. Keep it Southern California chill all season long. Mason in Ireland is next.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Rejoin, there was no nothing.
I think that was the best open we've ever had.
It was right there.
You just gotta let it rip.
Yeah.
You don't know what's coming.
Jorge's back today, Jorge. I'm wearing the chain today.
Looks good.
Yeah.
Wear mine every day.
I don't know about every day. Every day. I wear
every
it so that if I'm wandering around and somebody sees this
every day,
like,
on the show.
We have to take him back to the radio station. He got away from the station. It's like a name tag. What is up, Andy? How you feeling? How you doing?
Good, man. Yeah? Very good.
Yeah, it is. It's Friday. It's F it Friday. That means absolutely everything goes.
It's Friday.
Today. That means you want to get on the phones 877-710-ESPN. Whatever you got, it's cool by me. You know what I thought was interesting? You know, Tom Brady is not in camp right now. So one of the things that I think is difficult in this scenario
is that all of his teammates are out there slugging it away in the humidity down in Florida, and now there's a report that Tom Brady may be off doing an episode of The Masked Singer.
I believe that's the big rumor thread on like Reddit and subreddit.
Is that what it is?
Like that's where I've heard it's come from. Like, I don't know if it's been verified.
Now, for me, it came from Bergman. Bergman, for you, did it come from Reddit or subreddit or one of those Reddits?
No, it came from a story that I saw.
Okay, that's good enough. For me.
It was like the trending section of Twitter.
Oh, okay. Oh, got it.
Well, that's where I get most of my stuff, to be honest with you.
The trending section on Twitter is excellent.
It is excellent.
It is excellent.
Some good stuff in there.
Nice sourcing.
Yeah. No, good sourcing. So apparently,
does it really matter?
I missed
the story.
I missed a conference call today. Apparently.
Yeah. What is wrong with you? I even texted you right before it,
and I didn't know what it meant.
What do you mean you didn't know what it meant?
I didn't know what the text meant.
The text meant we have a cover five. Well, yeah, well, I mean,
that's all.
It doesn't really matter. Yeah.
No, but all you said was, I have this, and you didn't say there's a meeting, there's a conference call.
Yeah, a meeting at 9.
Like, yeah.
I said meeting at 9.
I'm terrible at this stuff.
It was the only two people. Every host at the entire station was on it, except for you and Cappy.
Hey, the fun guys.
I mean, it's
or the people that you're kind of like, oh, God, of course it was those two.
Of course it was them.
I mean, if you had to predict who are the two guys who would not show up.
That would be my money. That would be my money.
You and Kaplan is pretty strong bet.
I've got money on us. Yeah,
we had bosses. We had Amanda. We had Sam. We had people all there.
All right, let's not beat me up with
that. I just want you to feel bad.
I do. I feel bad.
Feel terrible.
You'll think about it while you're in Costa Rica.
Yes, I will. Yes, I will.
You'll be laying in the nice warm pools.
Yeah, that's right.
Rio Perdido.
So I gave you the rec on that.
I loved that place. Yeah, I really loved it. It was the best massage I've ever gotten in my life.
Yeah, I know.
Orale.
Just the massage, Jorge. Welcome back, by the way.
Really? Yeah. So I wanted to kind of start out with getting everybody ramped up on something.
It's Maite's fourth birthday. Congratulations,
hey,
Maite.
Hey, happy birthday, Maite.
Hey, guys. Fourth for Jorge.
She told me the other night she was turning four. Exactly. She was very excited about her birthday. She was at LAFC on Tuesday. So tell me this music. I'm just going to play it. I'm not going to tell you what it's from. Tell me what it inspires. Now, give it a little bit of time to establish before you jump in.
Oh, I know.
Put it in. Now, what does that sound like, the theme to?
College football. Something college football.
So, this was my first Bobcat question.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
With the exact same question.
Wow,
So I know what it is. It's Amazon Thursday Night Football.
Amazon Thursday Night Football. Isn't that a great theme song? That's like killer theme.
Well, it reeks of football.
Yes,
like
no question.
This is a football sound.
Yeah,
like you know. Okay, Imagine Dragons. I know you're a big Imagine Dragons fan.
I am a big Imagine Dragons fan.
Their sound to me sounds like introduction to sports events.
I agree.
Like, and that's their sound. It's like something extra you can do with their music. But they feel like a band that got hired to do that.
Yeah,
they just stumbled into it, whatever.
Well, this, interestingly, is a whole orchestra playing this. They've got, like, this whole orchestra, and then the synth stuff kicks in, and they're just like, it sounds great. And who's doing Thursday Night Football? I've lost track on my announcer scorecard.
Thursday
who's doing that?
It's Amazon. I don't know.
Thursday night is Al Michaels and...
I know it's two...
Kirk Herbstreit.
It's two very heavily compensated folks.
Yes.
Like, they paid.
God, when did that become a thing?
Well, it's funny, actually. I was thinking about this because I know that there are people who think, you know, the game sells the game. The announcers don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for something like Amazon, where you're trying to get people to break habits... particularly old people, maybe even to subscribe to this, you got to bring in people they know.
Mm.
Like, and they all know Al Michaels.
They do.
Like, they're going to want to be where Al Michaels is because he's been calling their games for decades.
Right, right. Yeah, I think, I don't know, it's not really that much of a transition, is it? Last year it was on Amazon, but it was on Amazon and NFL Network. This time it's only Amazon, which means if you don't have Amazon, you can't, and your team plays Thursday night, you can't watch it.
Right, but for people of a certain age, this is...
what age?
I don't know, 60s, 70s? My mom still has not figured out how to text. Like
No, come on.
She has not figured out how to text. She's frightened to attempt it.
No.
No, I'm being dead serious. I'm being 100% serious. My mom, who's in her 70s, not a technophile.
Yes.
But she absolutely does not text. I've tried so hard to teach her.
Oh, that lie of the day.
What's your mom's first name? Barb?
Phyllis.
Phyllis. Phyllis Kamenetsky cannot text.
Thankfully, she can't use the app, so she'll never hear this.
Now, Juan has a relative who can't, who does attempt to text, but they do it in all caps, and then they put a period after every word. So it's hi, period, how, period, r, period, you, period. She puts a period after every. It's almost like it's Morse code to try to figure it out.
She likes the capital letters.
She does love caps.
My mom will email. But she's an incredibly slow typist. It takes her forever to figure out how to just access her email. But she types so slow. I remember one time I was in St. Louis staying with them visiting. And I was on the old AOL Instant Messenger.
Oh, yeah.
And I was instant messaging with my cousin Rob. And my mom happened to walk downstairs. I'm like, hey, Mom, do you want to say hi to Rob? And I was like, oh, Rob, my mom's going to say something to you. She took so long to type it, my cousin signed off. He got impatient waiting for her message and just signed
You've
off.
Got mail. You've got mail.
You've got mail.
God. I still know people with AOL accounts. I guess they're okay as an email account, right?
Yeah, we give away a lot of stuff here on the show. And so every time we have to get their email. So every time somebody says, like, it's blank at AOL.com, like, really holding on to that one, aren't you?
Well, nobody wants to change their email address or their phone number, right?
Net zero.
Net zero.
My parents are Hotmail people. I'm not kidding.
Really holding on to that one, too.
They are
Hotmail.
Is like, Yahoo bad? Like, I use Yahoo. Is that?
No, Yahoo's still a thing.
Actually, they're either Hotmail or they're Mindspring. They're one or the other.
Mindspring is old.
No, I know. It's one or the other, but they use that antiquated an email.
Most people now use Gmail and Yahoo.
I'm a
Gmail.
Yeah, so Yahoo is still acceptable.
Yeah, Yahoo's acceptable.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah, Yahoo.
Great.
Or if you've
I'm
got
still
a
hip.
If you got a Mac, yeah, you're right on top of it. Right there. Right there.
Okay, let's compare that song to this one.
Okay.
That's NFL primetime. Or that's the one we use for highlights and stuff on ESPN, right?
Right, it is the one we use for highlights on ESPN. Okay, now play the other one. Let's see what it sounds like. Oh, okay.
This part right here is where it really hits.
Yeah, this is where Berman would start really laying everything out.
That's where it is. In the top. Corner.
Whoop. At the top, corner. That's not it.
Nope, I don't have it.
Are you
totally punking me right now?
You just played it.
You just played it earlier.
Oh my God. Here, I got it. I got it. I love that.
Now, is that if you're like little old lady or man living in the middle of the country and you're a Bears fan and you live in Evanston, Illinois, and the Bears are going to be on Thursday Night Football and you can't watch it, do we just not care?
No, they care. People of that demographic, I guarantee they care.
Oh, you know what I think I heard? I think I heard they make the local game available through local TV when it's on Thursday night, so you're not completely shut out.
That's... On one hand, I get why they do that. On the other hand, they're not allowing themselves the most leverage possible, because that's how you really get people to do this, if they feel like they can't watch their own team.
Yeah, but you got to split the difference. Yeah, I mean, Amazon wants you over a barrel, but the NFL wants you to still be able to see your team.
Right. It's like LeBron signed the extension.
Yes.
But the Lakers know, hey, there's still work to do.
Right.
And LeBron expects them to do the work.
Yes.
But LeBron isn't lording the extension over
He's
them.
Not. He's not concerned about leverage
right,
over
exactly,
them.
Right, exactly.
Right. Are we concerned? Yeah, but they're not concerned about leverage. But are the Lakers, and the Lakers aren't concerned with leverage either. I mean, if you get to that situation exactly, there is no leverage in that situation at all. It's just two equal partners.
I mean, in all honesty, I thought the whole leverage storyline leading up to LeBron eventually signing that extension was pretty overblown.
I kept saying this to Momo. I'm like, blah, 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 leverage. If LeBron wants to be here, LeBron wants to be here, period.
Well, but also, there was nothing really the Lakers could do in that moment. Like, the Nets are not going to trade Kyrie right now, by
right.
all appearances. So the idea of, I'm not signing this extension until you throw in two first-round picks for Kyrie, if the Nets aren't going to cooperate, they're not going to cooperate. So, like, the leverage at that point doesn't really exist. It's like, you're asking me to do something I can't do. You know I want to do this.
Right.
I can't do it.
Correct.
So at that point, you're just creating a potential story if you let this thing linger that much longer.
Right, yeah. Why not just put a pin in it and call it a day?
It wasn't going anywhere.
You know, we didn't talk about this. I want to talk about it next because we know this guy and got to know him over the years. Pau Gasol is having his number retired
yes.
in the spring at Crypto.com Arena. And you and I both have. I mean, I've dealt with Pau. You've dealt with Pau a lot more than me. But it's unbelievably deserving. I kind of want to get to that. Plus, worst song ever. Worst song
wow.
ever. So, nicest guy ever, worst song ever. Coming
Ooh.
Up, Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN. Kind of school's back from some.
My daughter's in school. She started this week.
She went back, yeah?
Yep.
What grade is she in now?
She's in sixth, and this is fun. She and Brian's two boys are now on the same campus.
Oh, they really? Going to the same?
Yeah, they go to the same school together. Now.
Oh, nice. Now,
aren't you the guy who does the Lakers Dance Party hoedown on your phone?
I never get tired of that.
It's so great.
It is so good, and it does sound like he's from Baltimore.
It does. I don't know. His brother doesn't sound like that.
Hoedown dance party on your phone.
I don't know how Ethan sounds like that.
Yeah.
His brother doesn't. His parents don't. Even his little sister who now talks doesn't, but...
By the way, some debate about the Amazon Thursday Night Football theme. Some people... say
you found it. You found it. The button.
Yeah, thanks, smartass.
Good job, Mace.
Good job, Mace.
So,
it was the same one you hit earlier.
Are you guys, is today going to be one of those days where you all gang up on
FF
me?
FF Friday, my friend.
Look, Jorge wasn't here. Jorge wasn't here yesterday.
I'm on meds right now, Mace. So, bear with
oh,
me.
Oh, yeah. So what happened? You got your teeth operated on or what happened?
No. I need my teeth pulled out. My wisdom tooth was never taken out. So now the root is infected and it's taking the rest with it. So It's like, if I go down, I'm taking you with me kind of thing. So I need two of them removed, and I don't think I have any more jawbone. So
you have no more jawbone?
I don't think so. That's what they were telling me. Like, it looks like you don't have any more jawbone. So we're going to have to do some bone graft.
Oh,
and then we're going to have to put an implant because we can't just take them out and leave an empty space there. I was like, okay, so how long is this going to take and how much is it going to be? And I have to see a specialist on Monday. So
yeah, ooh. Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah.
You know, when I go to the dentist, I
might need
care.
A loan, Mace.
Yeah. Bank of Ireland.
He's going to be selling that chain.
So
exactly.
He's going to hawk that chain. So when I go to the dentist, no matter what I'm going to have done, nitrous.
Yeah.
I have my teeth cleaned. Nitrous.
You just want the buzz.
Did you get it yesterday?
I did not. No.
You did not get nitrous with all the problems you got?
No, I just got x-rays, and then the x-rays pretty much told them what was going on.
Yeah. No, we used to call my John. I went to John's friend, Tom Westhoff, who had a dentist's office, and we called him the gas man.
I'm actually high right now.
Yeah. all right, so.
You want to get high?
We get him. All right, so. Pau Gasol is going to have his number retired at Crypto.com Arena in March.
Yep.
And
with the Grizzlies coming into town.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Perfect. So, Pau Gasol is, I think, of all the big Laker stars of the last 20 years, he was the one that was like the coolest to deal with, the nicest guy, the most, I mean, a gentleman, I would say, of Pau Gasol.
I think it's a real tie between him and Lamar Odom, because Lamar was incredibly,
yeah, Lamar's great,
incredibly nice guy, incredibly easy to work with, but Pau was at a stature a little higher than Lamar.
Yes.
You know, he was a multi-time All-Star. I believe he had been All-NBA. He was the second best player on two championship teams.
Yep.
Perfect counterpart to Kobe. Like, Kobe and Shaq were more dominant together, and Shaq was a better player than Powell. But you could not have found a better running mate for Kobe than Powell.
Yep.
I mean, they were just, in terms of meshing skill sets, in terms of Powell's basketball IQ, Powell's talent level, but a mentality and a temperament that would allow him to be the B to Kobe's A.
Yep.
And take a lot of what goes with that, which is not always fun. It's not always fun to be Pau Gasol in those situations. You know, fans were very hot and cold with Pau.
Oh, sure they were.
But he's just great player and just an incredible person.
So the thing I remember about that, one little nugget I remember about that time was that I was owning movie theaters at that point. I owned a big art house movie theaters. And so I saw movies early, saw movies in advance. And I saw a movie called Black Swan, which was written and directed by Darren Aronofsky. Mm-hmm. Great, edgy, cool. And I saw it weeks before it was supposed to come out. And all of a sudden, Kobe starts talking about Pau Gasol, saying, I want him to be more Black Swan than White Swan. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, Kobe, like me, has already seen this movie and is already making this currency of conversation.
Yeah, I mean, Kobe was a big, big moviegoer.
Yeah.
Like, I had a few conversations with Kobe about movie. He loved movies. You know who didn't like the Black Swan thing? Pau Gasol.
I bet.
Pau did not like the Black Swan, White Swan thing. You know, again, talking about how it was not always fun to be in that role. I mean, Kobe, by his own admission, was not easy to play with. You know, the Pau needs to put on his big boy pants.
Yep.
Or as I call them, the pantalones de macho. Like, that stuff, Pau has come to realize it made him a better player.
Yep.
And in certain ways, Pau helped Kobe bring out the best in himself, too. I think he helped Kobe become a better leader and like a better understander of the people around him.
Right.
But, you know, that stuff at times for Pau could be emasculating. You know, it could be difficult. But do you remember when Dwight Howard ultimately decided to leave the Lakers for Houston? And, you know, there had been a lot.
I remember the Stay D12.
Yeah, you know, the Stay D12. That worked well. But
the campaign.
Yeah, that campaign did not. They needed to workshop that one before they let it go public. But, you know, there had been a lot of coverage about how Kobe and Dwight didn't particularly get along, not on the same page. You know, the meeting they had with Dwight to try to keep him, Kobe was there. And by multiple reports, Kobe was basically daring Dwight to go out the door. Kobe got the last word in that when he just tweeted out a picture of him and Pau after Dwight left.
Yeah.
It was just like a picture of Kobe with his arm around Pau. Yeah. And, you know, it's funny, actually. Pau getting this honor from the Lakers, his jersey retired, it's a tacit acknowledgement that Pau is going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, I think there's no question.
There's Powell's no question, the but Hall the Lakers fame, yeah. don't retire your jersey.
Unless
you're going to be in the Hall of Fame. They have decided to do this before Pau is inducted. You know, like they did with Kobe.
Sure.
As well. You know, Kobe had his jersey retired. Kobe was there and then unfortunately passed away before the induction. And I think the Lakers probably are cognizant of, you never know what's going to happen. Let's do these honors now. But hearing this news about Pau and that, you know, that tacit acknowledgement that he's going to be in the Hall of Fame, it made me think about, if I had to bet on this, Kobe would have been the one to induct Pau. I think Pau would have wanted Kobe. I think Kobe would have wanted to do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, these honors that we're seeing for Pau in certain ways are, I think, reminders of Kobe.
Yeah.
And Kobe becomes a part of this in their way. And, you know, Pau has been incredible to Kobe's family. I mean, he's basically been like an uncle to the children. It's really an incredible relationship that he has with Vanessa Bryant and those kids.
Yeah, that'll be a very, very special night. That's in March, and it's against the
Grizzlies. It is against the Grizzlies.
Pau Gasol having his number retired, his jersey retired as a Los Angeles Laker. So, I watch every Dodger game. Watch every Dodger game. And yesterday, I know everybody wants to talk about Craig Kimbrell. He didn't factor yesterday, so
he didn't play.
Doesn't matter. Cody Bellinger, who I've been a relentless Cody Bellinger defender. Felt like getting off to a slow. I think at the beginning of the year I said bats 210, hits 28 homers and drives in 75 runs or whatever that is. I don't know if he's on pace for that or not. But he had a couple of days off because he'd been scuffling. Yesterday comes back, goes 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts. And I'm starting to wonder if Cody Bellinger actually does have a regular role on the Dodgers playoff team this year.
He's such a good defensive center fielder.
Yeah, he is.
You can make an argument that if the offense around him is good enough,
yep,
he can keep you into games just with his ability to prevent runs.
Yep.
I mean, he's really that good defensively. And, you know, he can actually, if memory serves, he was pretty good at first, too. Like, if you needed
him. He's very good at first.
Right. So, defensively, he has.
I'm just saying, if you jot down your starting lineup for game one of the playoffs.
I think, tell me who else is there.
Well, Chris Taylor just had an amazing play the other night where he made a diving catch, and he's done that a few times.
Yeah, they've got guys that can also defend, like Trace Thompson, all that.
Yep. Well, yeah, I mean, look, if there are enough guys that can provide that defensive utility, then the tie will be broken by what they can do offensively. But I think sort of the flip side of that is if there are enough reliable bats around Bellinger in the lineup, if you value what he does in center enough, I think you can justify it.
Bergman, what do you think?
So I think it's like what Andy's saying. It just depends on what you want in the postseason. What is more important to you? To have a great defensive center fielder, which calls everything out there. They're the captain out there, right?
Yep.
Or do you need somebody that's going to get you some hits in the postseason? Which is more important to you, Mace? Because that would make the difference. If you want that defensive ability out in the outfield, then you're going to go with Bellinger and you're going to just accept that she's going to get 3 strikeouts and maybe he'll get a hit.
Well, as outfielders, you got Taylor, you got Joey Gallo.
He'll play left.
You've got, obviously, Mookie. You've got Trace, and you've got Cody Bellinger.
I mean, Gavin can play out there a little bit. He's not a great fielder in general.
Not at all. I like Lux as a DH.
And I mean, are you really gonna be more confident about Gallo as a hitter?
No, but as a Dodger, he's about 9-something OPS. He's actually not.
Yeah, he's
been
hit a couple.
Terrible.
He's hit 2 or 3 bombs.
Three bombs.
But I mean, but you're not gonna feel super confident.
He's a great fielder. That's the thing about Joey Gallo.
Sure.
So he is swing and miss.
But that wouldn't put him ahead of Bellinger offensively, though. And defensively, Bellinger's got it covered. You know what I mean? Like, in terms of thinking about guys that would be in the outfield, some kind of configuration that would remove Bellinger, Gallo's defense may be good, but that's not Bellinger's problem anyway.
Well, the issue is that, I mean, who do you trust to get on base? So whoever has the higher on base, I believe Gallo has higher on base percentage, where Cody Bellinger has like a 260 on base percentage.
But Cody also had success in the postseason.
He's had some success, yes. He's had a couple big home runs that were massive, and that's what you kind of are hoping that he does. But, I mean, it's, at this point, he still is totally lost at the plate. I mean, you can't even say that he's not.
This is who Bellinger
I don't think
is.
It's the shoulder thing anymore. It used to be that, he hit his arm against Kike and he hurt his shoulder. That was 2 years ago.
But he's on pace for exactly what I said he was going to do at the beginning of the year. He's got, cutting down on playing time, 16 homers, 50 RBIs, he's batting .204. I mean, he's a 200 hitter now.
I think this is who
he is. A 200.
But what's his on base? Again, it's not. Your batting average a little bit. What is it? 259?
259.
250. That is so bad.
It is bad.
It's very bad.
That might be one of the worst in the league. That can't, with like a minimum of at bats, that's got to be one of the bottom. That's awful.
That is awful. But at the same time, got to keep in mind he does have success in the postseason. He does have success in the postseason. I think that matters for something. I don't know if Joey Gallo's probably been in the postseason at some point, right?
Not with Texas, and he might have been with the Yankees.
Yeah, might have been with the Yankees. Not nearly as bad as I thought he was going to be. That's the scouting report. Not nearly bad.
Joey Gallo,
as we thought he was going to be.
A hit a game.
Joey
goes
Gallo
one for
has
four, a lot.
4 plate appearances to his name in the postseason.
Okay.
So at that point, you're probably going to go with Bellinger in that situation. But it really just depends. If Bellinger, throughout the rest of this year, he's got a month and a half to figure it out. If that on base percentage stays that low and he's still not getting hits, you can't play him.
Wait a minute. Gallo's batting Let's see. Where am I here? Gallo's batting 166 with 15 homers
that's 29 RBIs. Only look at it with the Dodgers.
He's batting 231.
With the Dodgers, and he has like a 950.
Three homers, five RBIs, and 26 at-bats.
And like 950 OPS. Small sample size, would you like to say?
Small.
Super
yeah.
small sample size. But the fact of the matter is he's getting on base as a Dodger. He gets on base every game, essentially, as a Dodger.
All right. I think there's still a role for Cody Bellinger in the postseason. What's that like?
Just saw Bellinger's OPS this season. Oh my. It's 654.
It's brutal.
That's so bad.
That is a
although it is better than last season, which is terrible.
Is that really saying something? What are we doing here?
Hey, the one thing I'll say is at least we don't have to worry about breaking the bank to sign him to a long-term deal.
Do you just let him go now?
Yeah.
You just let him off into the sunset.
That is crazy. He was a 2019 MVP.
Yeah, you absolutely
Someone's going to fix him.
You let him go.
Wow.
You let him go.
I would have traded him at the deadline.
What for what?
Something.
What are you going to get
Some
for
prospects.
Cody Bellinger
now you're
going to
get nothing. You're going to get nothing for him now. You would have gotten some prospects.
I don't know that he's worth more. Don't know that he's worth more than a couple prospects.
Are you doing Sliwa at sunset?
Yeah.
Bellinger. Sell him on sunset.
Bellinger at sunset. He's at the Cody Bellinger. Once. Most valuable player. It's off into the sunset.
You know what's crazy, though? And I recognize not apples to apples because the guy I'm about to name has been replaced well. But it would have seemed crazy a few years ago, the idea that the Dodgers maybe next season would not have either Bellinger or Corey Seager. Given like what Seager meant in the World Series and Bellinger, that MVP season, that's kind of nuts.
It is. It is. But, I mean, I think, I don't know, it's Bergen. Somebody sent me a thing. It might have been you that the Dodgers still, Baseball America, updated their farm system rankings, and the Dodgers
Bergen
are still
that,
number
yeah.
two overall in terms
Amazing.
Of farm system. It's
Amazing.
Incredible.
Are,
so that next generation is coming to take Cody Bellinger's spot.
They are so well run as an organization. Like, them and the Rams locally, like, pretty impressive. What we've seen them do over like over the last five or so years in terms of win now, looking ahead with winning.
I mean, for the Dodgers, it's 10 years.
Okay, listen to this. Listen to this.
What?
Sorry. According to ESPN stats, there are 144 players that they say work for OBP, on-base percentage. Cody Bellinger is 142nd.
Out of
144.
Ooh. So he's not last.
Who's worse?
Michael Franco and Jonathan Scope.
Yeah.
Bums.
That's it.
Now those guys got to go.
Get them out of here.
Would you trade Bellinger for either one of those guys?
142 out of 144 in OBP?
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a spot for him potentially, especially if Gallo continues to hit. Coming up next for you. It is Andy Kamenitsky's Wheel of Questions. We will do that.
A question. I was told question.
No, it's a whole wheel of questions. Play with the bit, Andy. It's
okay.
a whole wheel of questions. All you right. put every question on the wheel.
I'll add more. You see where it lands. I'll add some more.
I didn't realize I was spinning the whole damn wheel.
You're spinning the whole wheel.
Wow.
Yeah. I'll add more.
Okay.
Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. Andy, what do we land on?
Okay, so there is a new Marvel show called She-Hulk, Attorney at Law. It's a comedy, and it's about the Hulk's cousin, Bruce Banner's cousin, who is an attorney.
Yes, and it's a she.
Yeah, it's a She-Hulk. And there's a running bit in the show that she is convinced that Steve Rogers, a.k.a. Captain America, died a virgin. And she's been researching this. She's been like trying to get to the truth of this. And there's a scene in the show where she ends up faking being drunk, talking with Bruce Banner, the Hulk, about this.
Mm-hmm. Kinda,
and she... go ahead.
You're kind of spoiling... Yeah, you're kind of spoiling the show a little bit.
Yeah, you're kind of
spoiling
the show.
Spoilers! Spoilers!
Was this... must have been a gigantic wheel, because this is a super long question.
It is a super long question.
We had to fill it up with something.
We had to fill it up.
It actually went over like three
it's
of
like
the
a
portions.
True paragraph.
You know, man, A, it's effing Friday. B, there is nothing going on right now. So we got to stretch this thing. So anyway, she gets Bruce Banner to disclose that Steve Rogers, in fact, did not die a virgin. He lost his virginity in 1943 to a girl on the USO tour.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So it got very wholesome, like Captain America
yes,
himself.
Exactly.
So it got me thinking. Which Marvel character do you think has the most sex? And which Marvel character do you think has the least sex?
Spoilers.
Well, this is pure speculation. This is speculation. Time.
Okay.
I really wanted to watch
you're
that, too.
Because you're not...
I'm not a watcher.
Yeah, he's not a Marvel.
But I thought about this with Bergman, because Bergman's a big Marvel guy.
So, yeah. So, the most is obviously Deadpool. Deadpool what? Has the absolute most, because he doesn't care.
No, right. He's sprung into that one only... girl, right? He's sprung.
No. She died, bro. Yeah,
that's why he's still sprung.
Spoiler.
Yeah, from like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But no, he doesn't care. He doesn't matter what you are, animal, human, doesn't matter.
He's just into the act. He's
just into the act.
Out there getting busy.
Yeah, yes, I don't think there can't be anybody higher than him.
Okay, I personally think, and this is a little bit... I'm going down the Ireland road here a little bit. I think it's Tony Stark.
I was going to say.
Because Tony's got the most money.
But Tony, he's stuck.
No, what do you mean he's stuck?
He's stuck on, what's her name? Penny? Or I can't
remember. Pepper Potts?
Pepper Potts, yeah.
Nah,
he's very much, he's married to Pepper Potts.
Okay, I think this is another spoiler.
That was way too long ago, too.
It's too long ago.
Didn't Pepper Potts die?
No.
Did the Gwyneth Paltrow?
He died.
He died.
This whole segment.
I have a feeling we're going to be hearing from some suits over at Marvel. Yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah. Well, but here's the thing, though. A, Tony Stark, even before he was with Pepper, I have a feeling put in a lot of work.
Oh, yeah, he for sure did.
But also, too, just because he got married doesn't mean that he's no longer having sex. I mean, he and Pepper have chemistry, no?
Yes.
Well, Mason believes in love.
I do believe in love. Not... Yep. I do believe in love.
Love. I do believe will keep us together.
Is what makes the world go round. I do believe it will keep us together.
Apparently for Deadpool and Tony Stark, too.
Yeah.
Back when I was young and hot, I should have married for money, but no, because I was in love. Stupid.
Oh, well, that's from yesterday.
Yeah, that was yesterday. We need that drop. Yeah. We need just the stupid.
Now, who has the least, though?
And no.
No. To have least sex.
Least.
I don't.
The Flash. No, that's not Marvel.
No, that is not.
He's too fast.
I got it, Jorge.
Yeah, I got it. So,
what about like the Lizard?
See, I would think.
He kind of goes back and forth. I would think it's Man and Lizard.
Groot.
I am Groot.
I can't top that.
I think it's a good one
because you know Groot is not.
First of all,
he's not like.
First of all, if his line
tree or mine, it's not like
aliens
like
do
that.
What aliens do. I mean, I don't know what goes on.
His
up there.
Pickup line. He's only got one.
I am Groot.
If it doesn't
but
work,
people understand it.
I am Groot. See, I was thinking it's the Hulk because if he gets excited, it's a problem.
Can I okay. So,
I mean, there's a lot
this.
To that.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Like, literally and figuratively.
Can I ask you, okay, so I love the Marvel stuff and I watch the series and all that. I don't understand what, like, Bruce Banner got hit with crypto energy or whatever, crypto MAGA rays, and he became the Hulk. So why is his cousin all of a sudden have it?
She maybe got...
Did
I didn't
you watch it?
I haven't watched it yet.
We don't want to
no,
spoil it.
No, it just got spoiled.
Well, she's an attorney.
She is an attorney.
Yeah, she's an attorney.
She
how much I know.
It looks really good.
And she's green all the time, right?
Yeah,
No, not all the time.
No?
She's not?
No,
I thought
she's
she was.
Not all the time. I mean, Bruce Banner isn't the Hulk all the time.
Well, now he is.
Spoiler.
No, the one that's green all the time is the one from Avatar. What's her?
She's blue.
Gamora.
She's blue.
No,
yeah,
the
Gamora.
One.
That's
what's Thanos' daughter
oh, not
is
Avatar,
green
that's
all the
Guardians,
time.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Thanos' right. daughter is green all the time.
Yes, yes. All right, so we got our color.
That was fun.
That was interesting. That was a long question
it
for the
a
wheel.
Long question, but
you had to unfold it and then open an envelope.
I wanted to set the stage, yep. And I wanted to kill some time.
Yeah,
and well. You wanted to spoil the series.
You wanted to spoil everybody.
I mean, I'm going to watch She-Hulk now and be like, God, this is what Andy was talking about.
Watch,
I already know
I
what happens.
I am going to watch She-Hulk. I'm going to take it with me.
I do want to watch
out
it
now, right?
Yeah, I don't know when it came out, but it came out.
I think it's
Wednesday.
I think it's bingeable.
Is it bingeable?
I mean, look, it's
it goes week by week.
Yeah, if you want to be able to talk about culture,
yeah,
you have to be willing to talk about what's happened. Like, yes. if Entertainment Weekly, who I read this from, if they did put out a spoiler warning.
Did they?
Okay.
You didn't.
I did not. No, I didn't. One of us did.
Yeah, it's a fair question, though. Like, what? So I'm watch Better Call Saul on Monday. I don't know what the cutoff time is to talk about Better Call Saul. Do you watch it?
Yes.
Did you watch Monday?
Yep.
Yeah, that's the end of that conversation. It's too soon to talk about it.
But here's the thing, though, Mace. If you want to talk about it at all, you need to do it today, because by the time you get back from Costa Rica,
oh, that's right,
no real currency.
Right. Although I thought we wait for a week for Monday, and then me and Ireland talk about it together.
True.
Is it too early to talk about Better Call Saul, do you think, Bergman?
I mean, I feel like it's one of those shows that if you watch it, you've watched it already. I don't watch it, so it doesn't matter to me. Jorge, I don't think you watch it.
No.
So I think if you actually watched it, you waited for that. That was a moment that you had to watch it that night.
That is correct. I stayed up and watched it that night, too.
So
when
I
stayed up, I mean 9 o'clock.
If you want to talk about it in the next segment.
You ate your steak early in bed?
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to talk about it right now, so turn off your radios, which you don't ever want to tell people to do.
We're going to talk about it next. We'll talk about the finale of Better Call Saul, plus worst song ever. I know I said that earlier, but we're really going to do worst song ever. Mason in Ireland, Andy Kamenetsky in for John, 710 ESPN.